say be careful what you teach your little children.
Make sure protecting children are all our business.
New stories about missing children, online sexual predators, child pornography, cyberbullies, and children being murdered make us feel increasingly concerned about our children's well-being. In a fast-paced world and a technologically driven society, parents are under increased pressure to ensure their children are protected. Today we hear from parents just like you, sharing some of the practical strategies they use to create a safe and secured environment for their children.
Parents need to ensure that they know where their children is at all time. And they can do this by, if they can talk and they can use a cell phone, it's modern time, they should have a cell phone. Every one of them.
As a parent, you must be more active in your child's life. You need to know what they're doing at school. You need to have an active communication with the teachers.
Father of two, Andrew Campbell, and before him, parent Alroy Lawrence. In observance of Child Month, the government is calling on Jamaicans to ensure the continued safety of the nation's children. All citizens are encouraged to embody the mantra, every child is our child, and to remember that children must be treated as national assets. The government, through its various agencies and ministries, is on a mission to reduce the reported cases of child abuse and neglect, starting with proper parenting from the home. In 2014, the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, received 8,450 reports of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse, combined with 5,818 cases of neglect, a 10% increase over the previous year. State Minister for Youth Floyd Green is urging Jamaicans to revisit the days when all Jamaicans live by the expression, "It takes a village to raise a child." This, he says, will help in the reduction of the problems affecting the nation's children.
We think it is critical that part of what we do is change the culture in Jamaica, where people don't talk about their child or that child, but see every child as a collective asset of every individual.
It's not an easy task to ensure that your child is protected at all times, as there are many factors that come into play. However, part of this responsibility is to become more involved in the lives of your children.
Parents need to ensure that they monitor their children. Online presence is very important, that parents know where their children are on the internet at all times. If they have a Facebook page, that they make sure to monitor that as well. WhatsApp is becoming one of the things that children love to do. Snapchat as well. So it's very important for parents to be able to see what their children are doing online.
Parents need to ensure that their children, first of all, know their home addresses and their parents' work addresses, that they know their cell phone numbers and their work numbers, that they have the number for an aunt or an uncle that they also know by heart in case they can't get the parents, and that they also know that they must not travel with or respond to strangers. That's a useful thing.
Parents Ewan Simpson and Andrine Davidson sharing some useful tips to better protect your children. As the country looks to create safer communities for children and, by extension, citizens, the Child Development Agency, CDA, is moving to have greater partnership with public and private stakeholders. This is necessary to ensure the protection of the nation's children is approached from a holistic standpoint.
The matter of child protection has to be a partnership. We work very well with the schools through the guidance department primarily, and they do a lot of referrals to us through the OCR or to us directly. And so we tend to say to our youngsters, find a trusted adult who you can confide in.
Chief Executive Officer at the CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray. Let us do our part in ensuring the safety of our children, as they are our future leaders. Always remember, healthy children build a stronger nation.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.